I hope that was helpful to you. And now here's another very interesting question. How is Satan God of this world? Who really rules the world, Jehovah God or Satan? Well, let's begin by reading 2 Corinthians 4:3 and 4. But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. Now, not only is Satan called the God of this world, in John 12:31 he is called the prince of this world. We also read in Ephesians 2:2 that he is the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience. Satan is called God in 2 Corinthians 4:4 not because he is divine, but because he is actually worshipped by unsaved men and women of this world as their God. The Apostle Paul is simply showing us that Satan is the chosen God by those who have rejected the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior and Lord. Many, many unsaved people would deny that they worship Satan, but they obey his will, they carry out his plans, and they conform themselves to his wicked teachings and influence. 1 Corinthians 10:20 tells us, "But I say that the things which the Gentiles sacrifice, they sacrifice to devils and not to God. And I would not that ye should have fellowship with devils." So, Satan is the God of this world. He is the prince of this world, and he is the prince of the power of the air by man's choosing. In a parable concerning himself, the Lord Jesus revealed the heart of the world in Luke 19:14. But his citizens hated him and sent a message after him, saying, "We will not have this man to reign over us." Unsaved people reject the Lord's reign and submit themselves to the will of Satan. However, the one who has absolute control and sovereignty is the Lord God. We read in 1 Timothy 1:17 that the Lord is the King eternal, immortal, invisible, the only wise God. We read in 1 Timothy 6:15 that the Lord is the blessed and only potentate, the King of kings and Lord of lords. We are assured in Exodus 15:18 that the Lord shall reign forever and ever. Believers on the Lord Jesus Christ are not under the reign of Satan. We read in Colossians 1:12-13, "Giving thanks unto the Father, which has made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness, and hath translated us unto the kingdom of his dear Son." We are blessed to be translated or transferred into the kingdom of the dear Son of God, Jesus Christ. We have the power to overcome Satan's influence and attacks. James 4:7 tells us, "Submit yourselves therefore to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you."